Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Nancy Brown, who's CEO of the American Art Association. How are you, Nancy?
Hey, Robert. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for inviting me on today.
Yeah, and as you know, we've obviously spoken with Nancy in the past, but it's really because of how important the work that AHA is doing. So, you know, you're founded in 1924. Just share with everyone what the actual model is, what you're doing in research, all the areas.
Yeah. As you said, Robert, the American Heart Association is almost 100 years old, and we are both a U.S.-based organization and a global organization. We have offices outside of the U.S. that help further our mission and our goals. We really have do our work in a number of areas. First and foremost, you talked about science and research. Science is the foundation of the American Heart Association. Through our science organization, where we have about 40,000 scientific members of the AHA, we write the clinical practice guidelines that mandate the standard of care in America. So when you go to a doctor and they check your cholesterol or your blood pressure, the American Heart Association has written and published those guidelines. We fund research in cardiovascular disease and in brain health. We're the second largest funder of cardiovascular research in this country behind the NIH, and we're very proud of the research of the AHA. We also are a public health or public advocacy organization. We have active staff and volunteers who passionately advocate for better health policies at the federal level, at the state level, and in local communities. So as you enjoy things like clean indoor air, you can thank the American Heart Association and our partners for all the years that we've been battling big tobacco. When you think about healthy meals in schools or national and federal research funding, the American Heart Association's advocacy is behind that. We also are a community health organization. So we have millions of volunteers in communities throughout America that implement programs around blood pressure, around lifestyle, that work with schools, work with federally qualified health centers and hospitals to help make our communities healthier. So that's yet another way the AHA makes a difference.
It's a lot of work. What is your take on where we're at in terms of preventative, and what do people need to know?
You know, prevention is really important, and I think the pandemic has proven that point, and it's the point we've been saying for decades. You know, 80% of cardiovascular disease is preventable by healthy lifestyles, absence of tobacco, keeping your blood pressure and blood sugar and blood cholesterol in check, and getting physical activity and eating healthy. During the pandemic, we saw that people who were obese, who smoked, and who had type 2 diabetes were more likely to get more sick and sadly even die if they became infected, especially with the early versions of COVID-19. What we know about prevention is that each of us have the opportunity to do that in our hands through the things that I mentioned, but that the ability for each of us to eat healthy or exercise or have access to good health care is not equal, and that's because of disparities in health and health care throughout this country.
How do we change those disparities from health?
Well, I think the first and foremost is we need everyone everywhere to understand that there are disparities, you know, that some people are able to have access to healthy food and others aren't, that some people have access to high quality health care and health insurance and other people don't. And the thing we need to do is to value that all people deserve, as a basic human right, access to health and health care and well-being. And so that's why we fight for this in advocacy at the AHA.
That's really important in what you're doing. Are there any specific actions that CEOs should take specifically? And I know you're saying, okay, donate more funds to AHA. Other than that, what are the actions that CEOs should take?
You know, I'm really glad you asked this question. We have a CEO roundtable of large CEO companies in America, and the CEOs have created a roadmap and a framework for companies to address health equity in the workplace, and we would love to make this resource available to all of your listeners. The report's aim is to help end systems that inadvertently or advertently treat people inequitably based on race, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, age, veteran status, and other factors. And so these are things that companies can do to help lift up these principles within their organization and within their community. And Robert, let me give you an example of this. In every one of our companies, we have people at all levels of pay scales. And if you think about our lower waged workers, sure, they have access to health care, and they also are paying the premiums, the deductibles, that people at higher levels of the pay scale are paying as well. And I think we need a sensitivity to what access to health care really means. It's not just for people who are uninsured, but it's for people at all levels of income in our companies. We also have an opportunity, I think, to champion things like financial literacy with our employees to help people better navigate the things that can allow them to be healthier. Those are just a few examples of the many things we outline in this roadmap.
How do people get that roadmap? Do they go to, what's it, aha.org, if I remember?
It's heart.org. And they can just put in the search bar, CEO Roundtable Roadmap, and it will come up. And again, we're also happy to send you some information so that we can include a link with this broadcast for people to access it. It's a science-based document. It was collaboration with leaders from many companies across America, and I think that our CEO Roundtable recognizes that companies and CEOs have a special and unique place and opportunity to impact the health and well-being of people in this country.
You have about 2 minutes before you take a commercial break. You're doing some great things in like DEI, ESG. Talk about what you're doing.
Thank you. You know, the American Heart Association has been focused on health equity and diversity and inclusion for years. I'll speak specifically about our internal diversity and inclusion effort. We have, through our Chief Diversity and Health Equity Officer, a team of staff who work within the organization to help make sure that we're fostering an environment where we can recruit and retain the broadest dimensions of diversity, including race, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, veterans, and persons with disabilities. We have a series of 10 employee resource groups that help support the interests of diverse populations in the AHA and structured mentorship, including employee resource groups for our Black Americans, for our Latinx or Hispanic Latino employees, our Hearts with Pride, which is our LGBTQ plus employee resource group, and our H3 Club targeted to Asian Americans. We also use our employee resource groups as focus groups for the work of the American Heart Association, because diversity and inclusion is a platform for us as we do our work in communities and as we do our work in science.
So, Nancy, you talked about the concept of relationships. What's an example of a relationship that you worked on that manifests itself, not career-wise, but really for the betterment of AHA?
Oh, my gosh. You know, the American Heart Association is all about relationships. And I would say, you know, at the local level, in our communities, at the state level, and at the federal level, everything we do is built around having great relationships with people and with companies. I probably would give you two examples. You know, through relationships with various individuals in the health tech sector, we were able to create a compelling new vision for how research can be conducted through the creation of a research enterprise called One Brave Idea that is a partnership between the American Heart Association, Verily, and AstraZeneca. And it was that relationship with the people at what was then Google Life Sciences, which is now Verily, that allowed this bold vision of them putting $25 million in, us putting $25 million, and AstraZeneca putting $25 million together to try to better understand the origins of heart disease so we could intervene at the earliest possible moment. That is a big win for science and research and certainly for our work at the AHA. The other one I would give you an example of is really just thinking about, the end of our last fiscal year. Our leadership team gathered face-to-face, masks and all, from throughout the country in Dallas to really celebrate the success of the organization that past fiscal year. And even though we were in the middle of a global pandemic, the AHA had its best year ever in terms of total revenue and in terms of impact. And I think the strong relationships within the organization and among the leaders of our organization with volunteers and with corporate partners and with donors is why that happened.
Well, I commend you on that. We are about to take a commercial break. When we come back with Nancy Brown, we are going to find out in this talent war, how do you deal with it when you have over 1 million volunteers? How do you actually make that work? Back in a few.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Nancy Brown, who is the CEO of American Heart Association. So there's this war on talent. Everyone's wondering how you manage people, the great resignation, and yet somehow you have over 1 million volunteers. How do you even do that? And how do you make them accomplish things and feel great about what they're doing?
Well, Robert, thank you so much for that question. We are so proud of our staff and our volunteers in the American Heart Association. We have about 3,000 paid employees, and as you said, actually millions of volunteers who support the mission of the American Heart Association. And I think at the core of the success of the American Heart Association is that we stand for something that is making a difference in the world. You know, people are attracted to our organization because we are doing things that matter to help make the world a healthier place, whether it's our work in advocacy for health policies, whether it is our work in diversity and health equity, whether it's our work in science, where we're, you know, funding research and creating guidelines and hosting meetings and running journals. Our work means something to people. And so the staff is the first secret to success. You know, we have a group of staff at all levels of the organization that believe in our mission and are very involved in making sure the mission of the American Heart Association gets delivered every day. We can't deliver our mission without great volunteers. You know, whether we're running an event like a heart walk, whether we are, you know, trying to change laws, for example, removing menthol from tobacco products in this country, whether we are funding research and we need to peer review thousands of research applications, all of that happens because of volunteers. And so having a strong purpose, a vision of how the world can be different through the work of our organization and a shared set of goals really allows the American Heart Association to be successful and to retain our staff and our volunteers.
Let's shift over to leadership. So who's been your greatest inspiration and how do you really define leadership?
Gosh, so many people have impacted my life along the way. I, you know, can list, you know, many, many mentors and many people who I have never met, but who I've read on, you know, read their work that has impacted my life. I would say, frankly, you know, my parents probably set me on this course of what it means to be a servant leader. I can remember as a young girl walking my block with my mother as we raised money for the Heart Association, for the March of Dimes, you know, for other organizations. And my mother always forced me to be the one to knock on the door and to talk about why the organization was important. I learned early on from my parents the importance of the fact that leadership is about other people. It's not about you. And creating an environment where people can be at their best, use their own unique talents to make a difference. I learned that very early on from my time in competitive swimming and other places, that those were always messages that were drilled into me as a younger person. And I think, you know, you ask what I think about leadership. I think leadership really is about setting a vision and circumstances so that every person in an organization can see their role in accomplishing that vision, and that unique talents and unique skills are brought to the table to help an organization be stronger, be better, and to innovate new solutions.
Okay, let's talk about a certain part of leadership that you already know me well enough that, you know, one of the most important elements is originally getting to 50 Fortune 500 women CEOs. And now, you know, we're moving forward. We're at 41, but that's still, we're not even at 10%. So that's a huge problem. What advice do you have to women on becoming CEOs and succeeding?
You know, I think that women are very effective when they have the opportunity to accelerate in an organization. And I think the biggest, you know, piece of advice I would have is be very clear on what your goals and ambitions are. If you want to be a CEO, get it out on the table and find great mentors who are able to help you create the experiences and the relationships that can allow you to have the opportunity to compete for that job. Relationships really matter as well. Creating a strong network of other people who believe in you and who challenge you, I think, is also a good piece of advice I would have. But I think often people have something they want, a dream for themselves, an aspiration, and for some reason, don't put it out on the table, you know, because as women, sometimes we might think, oh, that's bold of me or that's arrogant of me to say that. But it's not. You know, no one can read your mind. And if it's what you want, state it and let people help you create the path to get there.
Let's talk about the whole digital world. It's changed everything that you do. How so?
Gosh, you know, I remember I was the executive vice president in Michigan at the time for the AHA. So we're back in the early 90s. I remember my communications director coming back from a meeting in Dallas and talking about this thing called the internet and how it was going to change everything we did at the American Heart Association and how we were going to have to learn to put up our content. We didn't even call it content then, on this world wide web, you know, and we all sort of scratched our heads and thought, gee, that's a really interesting idea. And you know, you fast forward to today where we really are a digital first organization. And, you know, our job is to help make sure that the public has the information they need, whether they're trying to prevent their risk of heart disease or whether they've just been diagnosed or whether someone they know has had a stroke or they have high blood pressure, atrial fibrillation. All of our content, you know, needs to be digital first. But really, our strategy is digital first. And I think we demonstrated that in a beautiful way during the pandemic, where within weeks, we were able to transform what was face-to-face events into digital events where our volunteers and donors could still gather. And let me just give you a bit of volume, Robert. You know, we have about 30,000 schools in America that participate in our Kids Heart Challenge event. And we have several hundred heart balls, several hundred heart walks, and several hundred Go Red for Women events, and the world's largest scientific meeting. All of those were created in virtual environments during the past couple of years and very, very successfully. And I think that's because we invested in digital capability years ago to allow us to have this opportunity now.
And that's exciting. Nancy, I want to commend you. What a pleasure it is to have you again on the CEO show.
Thank you so much. It's always a delight to talk with you, Robert.
And everyone, go to heart.org and then look up CEO Roundtable, because that's how you can take some action that will truly be impactful.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reif, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Scott Stevenson. How are you, Scott?
I am well, Robert. Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
A pleasure. And Scott is the chairman, CEO, and president of Verisk. It's a company about $2.6 billion, 10,000 employees, and really at the heart of data analytics. And you'll be surprised. Well, not everyone has heard of the company. It's because it's intentionally that what they're doing is they're the backbone of things like energy, financial services, and you'll even hear about things like how they're helping stopping human trafficking. So give a snapshot as what the company is.
So where you started, we work in specific industry vertical markets. The three that we're really focused on are the insurance industry and the energy industry, which is everything from electric utilities to global oil and gas companies and all the points in between. So petrochemicals, kind of that whole ecosystem. And our goal is to help our customers manage their digital processes so that they have really great data and really great analysis available to them so that they can make really good decisions. Those decisions may relate to capital they're spending. It may relate to how they're pricing the products that they're putting out into the market. It may be how they manage their own data flows so that they can be more timely in what they know. But basically, we are interacting with the digital nervous system of our customers in those three industry verticals. And we do it with a very particular point of view. And that particular point of view is that we can be that much more helpful to our customers if we have already pre-built data sets which draw on any one customer's data, but also everybody else that's in the same market space. Because the more that you increase the depth of the data set, the more that you can say meaningful things about what are the trends and where is it all likely to come out, and to be able to make really good predictions about what's going to happen in the future, and to say all of it and to do all of it with a high degree of confidence.
So that's really interesting. Let's take a look at something like insurance and claims. If you're working with a lot of the different insurance carriers, are you able to find patterns where something bad could happen? And because you're working with one company, you'll be able to predict that for another. Does that happen or not really?
Exactly right. Exactly right. So let me give you a very tangible example. So you and I, Robert, and probably almost all of our listeners would have insurance on some assets that we own. It might be an auto policy, could be a homeowner's policy. So here's what happens inside of the insurance world and our interaction with our customers. So when you file a claim against your homeowner's policy, let's just use that as an example, more or less in real time, when your claim lands inside of your insurance company's claims handling system, what they're going to do is abstract some of the key data out of your claim and send it to us in real time. By the way, we're the only place that they send this data, and we can talk about that and why that is. But more or less in real time, they send us the data. The reason that your insurance, and by the way, when you took out your insurance policy and signed for it in the fine print, you agreed that your insurance company could do this. So all of this is occurring with the consent of the individual. But the reason that your insurance company is doing that is that fraud is a very big problem in the insurance industry. It's estimated to be on the order of $25 billion a year. And it would be much greater if we didn't do for the insurance industry what I'm now about to describe. So your insurance company takes your claim, abstracts the data, and everything I'm describing here is machines talking to machines. There is no, this is all untouched by human hands. So the data shoots over to us. We catch that claim, or the data in the, from the claim. We have in our data set the data from about 1.4 billion other claims over the last few years, and basically engage in this hyper-fast and very precise analysis to try to find patterns inside of that big data set, which was built from the claims from virtually every insurance company in the United States. But now here comes yours. And we can understand yours much better in the context of the last 1.4 billion claims. And so that's really the shape of what we do. And I could go into what we're looking for. We're looking for things like all of us, are, including bad guys, are identified and sometimes misidentified out in the world. We, you know, the bad guys might use multiple names. They might use synthetic social security numbers, any number of things. And so part of what's hard about all of this is here comes your claim and you're a legitimate claimant, but there have been a lot of illegitimate claims that have been out there as well. What the insurance companies want us to do is to sift through the haystack and find the needles, which are the bad ones. Because so your claim, your data from your insurance company comes into us, and lightning fast, we do all that analysis and send back a signal to your insurance company that is saying, this one's okay, this one's okay, this one's okay, that one's not okay. Do not, you know, you should slow down.
What does lightning fast mean? How fast is that?
Milliseconds.
Oh, okay. That is lightning fast.
Yeah, really fast.
I'll tell you, it's a true value you're creating. Like an umbrella for the entire financial markets industry. Let's shift over to your work in utilities. So right now, no secret, we're all in a pandemic and everyone's trying to open up and there are global shutdowns. Is there an opportunity for green recovery? Talk about the type of work you're doing in energy transition.
Right. So we build the sort of single view of truth about the capacity and the costs which exist at all points in the energy ecosystem. So we literally can describe every oil and gas asset around the world, how it is operating right now, how productive it is, what is its ultimate capacity, and what is the marginal cost to produce. This is extremely valuable information for anybody that's thinking about making an investment in a very CapEx intense business. It's like, you know, my asset, where would it sit relative to all of the other assets which are out in the world? To your point about a green recovery, one of the things that I have a chance to observe on, both through the work that we do, but also I actually sit on the board of a publicly traded electric utility, there is massive interest in how do we go through this energy transition towards a more renewable world. And I just want to say in the most general sense, there is a lot of energy and a lot of attention being given to this. And it's not only inside of electric utilities and power generation, but you find some of the largest global oil and gas players also reconceiving of themselves as energy businesses, you know, truly, broadly, and getting very, very interested in renewables and alternatives. So as the economy moves forward, I definitely think the direction of travel is more renewables, more conservation, we haven't yet hit the peak of consumption of hydrocarbons, but within the next couple of decades, we definitely will. You know, there's 101 things that can get you focused on something other than the actual well-being of your customer. And I think one of the things that is a natural experience of a lot of CEOs, especially of larger companies, is that as your company gets larger and more complex, imagine, for example, if you and I, Robert, started a company together and we started with one product and one customer. Well, you and I would really understand that product and we would really understand that customer. But now we add a second customer and, you know, hopefully we're still very intimate with who are they and how are they using our product et cetera, et cetera. But now we add a third customer and then a second product, and by the time you get up to something that is the size of Verisk or larger, we've got hundreds and hundreds of solutions and tens of thousands of customers. And I can't be in touch with all of them. No human being could. In the face of that, there is this tendency to maybe focus on things, well, that we can understand and that are accessible, like risk management and the balance sheet and cost control and what have you. But I think when a company begins to lose its sensitivity to its customers, it's really moving towards mediocrity. So one of the things is to constantly go back to the customers, to talk about, to use examples of their actual lived experience and their experience of working with our solutions, and for leadership to model that it's all about the customer. My own privilege is I go sit in the offices of 30 to 40 of the CEOs of our largest customers each year. Partly I learn so much, but also because I model for the rest of my organization. You should be doing the same thing with your, you know, with your peers inside of our customer organizations. So I can, you know, customer centric, I think, is really important.
We are speaking with Scott Stevenson, and when we come back from the break, we're going to ask what everyone wants to know: how you can predict the future. Is there any way to predict black swans? And what can you do to prepare to emerge stronger post-pandemic? Back in a few.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
This is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Scott Stevenson, who's the chairman, CEO, and president of Verisk. And this is one of the most important companies because what they are doing is they are doing the data analytics that are changing the world in terms of insurance, stopping insurance fraud. They're helping with utilities. And they're also doing a lot of stuff in retail banking. But right now, what everyone wants to know is everyone's concerned about how do I prepare for the unexpected? Is there any way, being you are at the heart of predictive analytics, that CEOs can predict black swans?
There's no way to predict them with precision, but one can certainly create a sense of the more likely black swans, which could occur, and then to spend a lot of time thinking about those scenarios and ultimately coming up with ways of being both sensitive to the emergent, so know when the black swan is starting. So set up your nervous system so that you are aware, one. And two, already have on the shelf what your first couple of steps will be in response to a black swan. I think those are the things that folks can do. But to your question specifically, Robert, the very nature of a black swan means that it is something unusual relative to the historical pattern. And we always look at the historical pattern first and foremost in order to try to make a prediction into the future. Now, in order to make a good prediction, we also build into our models what are the things that have not showed up, but they could. And now you also start to build those in. But you don't have a fact base which allows you to know with certainty the probability that things will happen or the magnitude of them when they do happen. And so there is a limit to the ability to make a prediction. It will never be 100%. Still, looking at models that predict the future is very useful because it can get you to get your mind running in the direction of two or three scenarios, which are the more probable ones. And then you can begin that process of let's listen for them when they're starting and let's know what our first steps are.
And what would you say the number one thing CEOs should look for right now is?
With respect to?
They want to emerge stronger post-pandemic. What type of thing might emerge?
You know, what I would start with, Robert, is maybe not so much the external force that might sort of come around and bite you, so much as the thing that I think is the most important thing that many, many companies can do, and that is to get on with the work of becoming the better digital version of themselves. So you know, one view that I have about business and the world is that you can take almost anything that a business is doing, you know, making a car or producing clothes or, you know, running a service business, what have you. There's the thing which is visible to all of us. So it's like, okay, that's a car. You know, there's somebody who is cleaning the gutter or what, you know, as a service or what have you. But underneath it all, I think every business can also be thought of as a set of information flows and decisions that have to get made. And that is the layer that we're so interested in at Verisk, and that's the layer that we're trying to feed. And so it's our privilege to be able to see into the digital infrastructure of literally tens and tens of thousands of companies, which are our customers, because that's what we're plugging into. That's what we're connecting to. And I think most CEOs would agree that their companies are on a journey to becoming a more effective digital version of themselves. And I really want to encourage that journey because I think there are so many rewards out there for companies, both in terms of productivity and cost effectiveness, but also the quality of decision making.
And are there any concerns with artificial intelligence? While people are making these decisions, how should they look at that?
Artificial intelligence is a definite part of the data analytic journey. We all experience some of the simpler forms of artificial intelligence every day. When you call somewhere and there's an automated attendant and it's giving you choices, and then it's responding to the choices that you're making, that is artificial intelligence. It's very simple, but it's artificial intelligence. So no concerns about AI, and it really, you know, it is constructive and is definitely our friend as human beings if what we want is increasingly good decision making and productive decision making. But there is something we all have to watch out for, Robert, and that is there's a particular branch of artificial intelligence which is called machine learning. Machine learning is when you set the machine the job of interpreting what it's seeing and really sort of growing in the same way that, you know, in a sense, human intelligence grows. The machine itself is learning. And just like with a human being, whatever is going on in our head is partly a function of the information that we're feeding it. You know, if you read comic books all day, you know comic book content. If you read The Economist all day, you know economist content. The machine is the same way. The machine knows the content that you provided. And the thing that we have to watch out for, and this goes a little bit back to what we were saying about prediction in the future, a machine-learned algorithm will make you can train it to make a forward-looking statement about, you know, make a prediction about something. The thing you have to concern yourself with is what data is it using in order to make that forward-looking statement? Because if, for example, we are feeding cause and effect data into a machine learned algorithm, and the cause and effect data grew up in an environment where maybe there was bias that was in the system that was generating those causes and those effects. So, for example, you know, if you were using data from decades ago, or perhaps even more recently, where maybe some people are, you know, were at the lower end of the socioeconomic range. And because of that, it would appear that either they did not receive loans as frequently or for any number of reasons, their loans were underperforming relative to the loans made to other people. You feed all of that data into a machine learned method and it's going to come back and tell you, don't lend to low income people. I mean, in my very simple example here. First of all, we could have an opinion about that as citizens of the United States and the world, and I think we would want to think about it differently than that. But you may also be making a very suboptimal business decision based upon simply mimicking the pattern that existed in the past. And if you're trying to be really innovative, you don't want to just be a captive to the pattern of the past. So machine learning as a part of AI is very powerful. It's very leveraged. It's very automated, but you have to make sure that you're doing it in a way that reflects both really reliable data, which is relatively free of bias, and in a way that reflects your values and your ambitions. You can't just let the machine run.
And on that inspiring note, Scott, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thanks, Robert. Great to be with you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.